it was a great result in the end tonight. A difficult game. I knew it would be a difficult game. They're a good side, Fulham. Important we won, and you know, we got the result, and that was just the icing on the cake, you know. And Villa not winning as well was good for us. But it's gonna, that fourth spot is going to be a tight one. I wouldn't write Liverpool off. I've looked at the fixtures, and it's going to be close between all of us still, you know.
Can you compete on two fronts, Harry? What's your priority now?
Next game is, you know, we've got to keep going. There's, you know, there's not that many games left now. If we can get one or two people fit, we'll be fine. But at the moment, Bessong's just limped out of here terrible, and Chaluka's going for a scan. So we're getting desperately short of defenders. That's our problem. I end up with Palacios at right back, as you saw tonight. And it was amazing how Wilson played, to be honest. Him and Pavlyuchenko had a fitness test at 3 o'clock here today. And Wilson tore a groin yesterday in training. He went to play a ball and he got an adductor strain and went for a scan. They showed a tear, and the medical people said there was no way he can play. And Wilson said, yeah, I might be okay tomorrow. And he said, well, no, you can't. You've got a tear in your groin. It's not possible. But he came out on the pitch at 3 o'clock, kicked a few balls around, said, I'm all right, and played. I mean, it was amazing, really. He's as tough as old boots, you know. And Pav, you know, they said 20 minutes will be the maximum for Pav with his hamstring being a bit tight still. But I took a gamble. We brought him on and took it and went for it, really. If it gone to extra time, we might have struggled with him.
And back at Wembley and against Portsmouth, yeah. How special is that going to be for you? Spoken to yeah. Abraham yet?
No, he sent me a text today saying he hopes we win every game except the semi-final between now and the end of the season. So I'll speak to him tonight and, you know, look forward to seeing them all, really. A few of the lads were there when I was there. People like, you know, Ermina Ryderson and Kanu got the winning goal for me in the semi-final and the final. King Kanu, David James, one or two of the others. Richard Hughes, one or two of the lads are still there, so look forward to seeing all them. It'd be a funny old day, wouldn't it, you know, and it'd be a strange day, really, but, you know, they've got great support, it'd be a great atmosphere, and it's good for them, you know. It's, they need something, obviously, to lift their season, you know, and
you've got to destroy that.
It's a semi-final game, they're going to Wembley again. They've had about six trips to Wembley in the last few years, so, not six, they've had two semi-finals, the Charity Shield. You know, they've had three. This will be their fourth trip to Wembley in the last couple of years, so it's good for them as well.
It'd be yours as well, Harry. You're making a bit of a habit of going to Wembley now.
Yeah, we went there last year. I went there last year with Tottenham, obviously, and, you know, the semi-finals and then the... it's been good.
I presume it doesn't get any less special for a manager to go take the football team.
No, it'd be a good day and, something to look forward to. But between now and then, we've got some very important league games. We've got to try to keep... That fourth spot is, you know, it's there for somebody to grab, and we're playing well, got a great spirit in the team. We've got as good a chance as any.